Regarding the Battle of Uhud, the hadith says, "My uncle, Anas, son of Nadr, was not present at the Battle of Badr. He said to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, O Messenger of Allah, I was absent during your first battle with the unbelievers. If Allah brings me face to face with the unbelievers in another battle, Allah will, bracket, enable me to, bracket, demonstrate my performance. On the day of the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims were exposed, he said, Allah, I plead with you concerning that which the Muslims have done, and disassociate myself from that which the unbelievers have perpetrated. Then he went forward and met Sa'd, the son of Mu'ah, and said to him, Paradise, by the Lord of Kaaba, I perceive the fragrance of paradise from beyond Uhud. Later, Sa'd said, O Messenger of Allah, I have no power to describe to you what he did. Anas, bracket the nephew, bracket, said, the wounds inflicted upon his body by swords, spears and arrows were more than 80. Then he was martyred, and the unbelievers cut off his nose and ears. No one could identify him except his sister, who recognized him by his fingers' tips. We thought that this verse was applicable to him and those like him. Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Some have filled their vow dying, and others await, unyielding, to change. Chapter 33, verse 23.